Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, we both know you're the queen of staying home when you're invited somewhere you don't want to be.
Yeah, and I will stay the queen of that. Like, don't try to change me. I'm too old.
It looks like Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn pulled a classic Brooke when she didn't show up to the reunion special. Mm-hmm. Now, she said she had COVID, but people are not buying it.
Yeah. First of all, I would never lie about having COVID because whenever I lie about something, it happens. Mm-hmm. And even though Christine usually brings a lot of the drama, there was still quite a few big juicy moments during the reunion, I gotta say.
Well, it's not a reality show reunion unless there's drama, drama, drama.
Amen. We need more reality show reunions, if you ask me.
Preach. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, May 10th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Who out there doesn't love getting together with old friends and rehashing everything you've been through together?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when your common frenemy doesn't show up. It's the perfect opportunity to just spill all the tea.
Mm-hmm.
And even without drama queen Christine Quinn, the stars of Selling Sunset definitely gave us plenty to talk about at their reunion special.
Oh, they sure did. So for anyone living under a rock, Selling Sunset is, I guess you could kind of call it like Real Housewives meets Million Dollar Listing, but with a Hills vibe because it's the same creator.
Mm-hmm.
Those like very over-the-top fake shots of everyone's Louboutins.
Fake? What do you mean? It's so real.
That's true. Reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
Mm-hmm.
So it follows a team of like super hot, successful women working at the Oppenheim real estate brokerage in Los Angeles, literally right down the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
We could get jobs there if we wanted, but we don't.
Yeah, that's totally true and accurate.
So the company is owned by two twins, Jason and Brett Oppenheim, and the show has had 5 seasons. It's become a pretty big hit. And this is the show's first reunion, which how dare they?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, every reality show should have a reunion.
Yeah. Well, I think this is classic Netflix scrambling to
overcome
all of the losses that they're suffering. And are like, we got to do reunion shows. People love reunion shows.
Yeah, if we do that extra episode, the cost, you know, it offsets. It's perfect.
Yeah, our investors are going to be so happy.
Yeah. And this reunion literally just dropped on Friday, mm-hmm. so it's very fresh.
Yeah, the whole cast was at the reunion, except for the show's self-proclaimed villain, Christine, who claims, like we said, she tested positive for COVID-19 and was unable to attend. The rest of the cast did not buy it. And because of all the drama Christine caused last season, it makes sense she wouldn't want to be put on the spot at the reunion.
Yes, but also let me just say, a couple days after she said she tested positive for COVID, she was seen out with a Real Housewife. And there's been a lot of rumors that maybe she's joining the Real Housewives at some point.
Well, what I think is interesting is we've had certain people claim to be sick and then seen out bicycling in a gym.
Oh, so, shit.
The cast Shots is not the fired. Only one that have suffered from this.
Right, yes. We're all suffering. So basically every cast member has had some type of beef with Christine during the 5 seasons of Selling Sunset. And even though no one really seems to like her that much, somehow she has managed to stay on at the Oppenheim group. This is kind of one of those instances where do you keep your job or do you keep this person on the show for drama?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the struggle, I think, when you're dealing with real businesses, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Christine did seem to cross a line at the end of season 5. Emma Hernan, who is also a real estate agent at Oppenheim, claimed that Christine tried to bribe her client with $5,000 to never work with Emma again, which I just love this so much.
I think that's such a low amount of money.
I know.
For the amount of money that these people obviously have, $5,000 is like me bribing you with $5 to never sing again.
Oh, my God. No deal.
Might be worth it.
Honestly, the gift I give the world with my voice is better than $5,000. So.
Tell that to Bethany. Of course, Christine, though, denied that she bribed the client, even though Jason Oppenheim supposedly called Emma's client to confirm. So the season ended with Christine's career at Oppenheim kind of up in the air, although the company's website does not have her listed as an agent anymore. Mm-hmm. And at the reunion, Jason made it clear there wasn't a place for Christine anymore at his real estate group.
Yeah. So he said, in the future, if she takes real estate seriously, if I can get an understanding of her perspective on things, there's a lot of reasons where I would consider her having a place at the Oppenheim group. But then added, I have to say that right now, there is no place. So after he said this, there was a TikTok video showing the clip of him saying this. And in the comments, Christine chimed in with her thoughts and she wrote, of course there's no place for me. I terminated my contract weeks ago prior to filming. I have my own company now, LOL. Then Christine shared on her social media that she started the company Real Open with her husband, Christian Richard. And the company apparently allows clients to buy and sell homes with cryptocurrency. Which seems risky to me.
I am so done with cryptocurrency. I need it to just stop existing because I don't want to have to understand it.
I know. Yeah, I feel the same way, honestly. I'm going to show up to houses with like a picture I drew and be like, will you take this NFT? And they'll be like, who are you? You don't know what NFTs are. So that's my plan for the future.
Yeah, that'll definitely work. Time to get that $1 million house I told you about.
Yep.
But Christine's drama is not even the biggest thing that people are talking about from the reunion. Chrishell Stouse's relationship with her boss, Jason, was a big storyline during season 5. And the two eventually called it quits after Jason decided he didn't want children. So when Chrishell announced she's dating someone new, everyone was very interested to hear. She's now seeing Australian singer G Flip.
Yeah. So during the reunion, host Tan France asked Chrishell if she was seeing anyone special. And she answered, I recently have been spending a lot of time with someone that's very important to me. Their name is G Flip. They're non-binary, so they go by they, them. And said they're an extremely talented musician. And I love that Chelsea chimed in. She was like, they're hot. G Flip is hot. And Chrishell says they first connected when she was asked to be in G Flip's latest music video, but we don't really know when that was. So it's kind of unclear how long they've been dating. And Chrishell said she was probably as surprised as anyone about getting together with G Flip and said, "Nothing's really changed for me. I'm still very attracted to masculine energy and a good human." She also said, "I don't know what my future holds. I know being in this position, we get judged constantly, but at the end of the day, I'm so happy."
That's what matters.
I told you the day after like this was announced on Instagram, the comment section did not pass the vibe check, I gotta say.
No, I'm not remotely surprised about that.
Like, why are women moving on so fast? Take time to heal. Why don't you let people do what they want to do? Mind your own business. It doesn't affect you, Susan.
Also, I hate that comment because you know what? You can heal while you're in a relationship. I'm not saying that that's what works for everybody, but the idea that you have to take X amount of time after a relationship to, quote, heal, you don't know me.
Yeah.
I am healed. You don't say that. So Grishel's dating news has definitely caused a pretty big reaction on the internet. People seem to be surprised and confused that she's moved on with G Flip after splitting with Jason due to him not wanting kids. But Grishel isn't letting anyone tell her what's right or wrong about her new relationship, as no one should.
Yes. Like, imagine these people who are making these comments. Imagine having all of your business about everything in your life out in the open. Would you still say the things you say? I'm guessing no.
People getting so invested in other people's relationships, I will never understand.
I know. So one person tweeted, "You broke up with a guy because he wouldn't have kids and are in a relationship so soon after losing someone who loved you very much," and added, "You can't adopt and be with Jason. You can't adopt and be alone. No one cares who you love. It's that it seems hypocritical and disrespectful to someone who is trying their hardest for you." And Grishel responded to the tweet writing, "Just because Jason is not dating someone doesn't mean he is not fully enjoying the rights of a single man, as he should. We both want each other to be happy."
Just the idea of somebody being like, "I'm going off everything I've ever read about you, which means I must know everything there is to know about you and your relationship. How could you ever do this?" And it's like, you don't know me. Why is this your business?
Well, you know what the crazy thing is, too? This person who tweeted this, like, let's say Grishel did adopt a child and was single, and then she'd be on a red carpet, and that same idiot would be like, "Where are your kids? Why are you leaving your kids? Those poor kids." It's like, just shut up.
The kids are chained in the basement. They're fine. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they have a bowl of milk.
Now that's good parenting. There's milk involved, I'm on board.
Oh, God.
Obviously, though, everyone is very interested in Grishel's new relationship. She's basically coming out and people have a lot of opinions and questions. But that's not the only thing people have opinions on. Of course, why would it stop there? Season 5 introduced cast member Chelsea Lascani, who's a real estate agent with a big personality who speaks with a strong British accent. And a lot of people have questioned whether or not her accent is even real, or do we have ourselves a Madonna situation?
Uh-oh. Honestly, this might be my favorite piece of drama from this reunion, if you even want to call it drama. So during the reunion, Chelsea addressed speculation about her voice, and she told Tan France, "So clearly everyone thinks faking my accent. My parents are Nigerian, so I grew up in a household where my parents had an accent, right? And said, I'm working on it, but this is me, okay? This is what you're getting. I'm not faking it."
I love the Cockney-ish of that accent you just did.
She has it.
I know, but you started more proper and then got to Cockney, and I was really on board for it.
Exactly. My backstory is that I'm making up my accent.
Hell of
I'm getting
backstory.
Into character, okay? So before the reunion even aired, Chelsea went on Instagram Live to defend her accent. Let's listen to that.
"I have lived in 4 countries in my short 29 years of life. I've lived in London, I've lived in Switzerland, I lived in New Jersey. I now live in Los Angeles. So my accent is a mishmash of all the places I've lived, but I'm a London girl at heart."
Okay, that's the voice she currently speaks with. But after the reunion came out, TikTok user Portia Tuesday posted a video with clips of Chelsea exchanging vows at her wedding in 2017. Let's listen to that.
"This ring as a symbol of my love.
As I place it on your finger.
As I place it on your finger.
I commit the whole of my heart.
I commit the whole of my heart.
And soul to you.
And soul to you."
It's different.
if I were Chelsea, I'd be like, which dunderhead took video from my wedding and used it to ruin my ruse? I'd be furious.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see her having more of this, like, Americanized accent now.
Yeah.
But she went from that to British. So it's like, but again, this is just like The Hills. Like, same thing. Like, this could all be an act. We don't know.
Well, nothing's it's interesting because, you know, my dad is Sierra Leonean. Uh-huh. And he went to school in England. And his accent is not identifiable. People cannot tell where he's from because it's just such a proper, but it's not exactly a British accent. It's not a West African accent. And so does that mean I get to just pick what accent I have?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. And fingers crossed for my own amusement, you choose Australian.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can't think of words to say in Australian. Dingo. No, I'm going to go with British, obviously.
Okay. Well, a treat either way, really, for being honest.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Siffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.